The Birrarunga River Festival will run from September the 1st to the 22nd. Now, the 1st is just around the corner. It's a three-week celebration of the Yarra, the Birrarunga River. The program boasts over 30 community-led events from Warburton to the Westgate Park, from platypus spotting at dusk, cultural walks and birding by ear, not sure how that works, but we're going to find out, to canoe cleanups and sunset jazz at Ponyfish Island. So it's my pleasure to introduce Carolyn from, and she's involved with the Birrarunga River Fest. So we're going to find out a bit about it. There's obviously a lot coming up with 30 community-led events. Now, I must be honest that we weren't actually going to do this interview this afternoon because the person that somebody pulled out very late notice. So I'm very grateful that she's being with us, but we will do a lot longer an hour interview in a couple of weeks. But it will have already started by then. So we thought we'd talk to her and see what's coming up. So welcome.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for the invitation.
No worries. I'm sorry that it was such late notice, but at least we got you on, and we'll certainly have you back in a couple of weeks, and we'll do a bit more. So tell us a bit, first of all, tell us what part you're playing in this, and tell us about an outline of what these celebrations are over the next 3 weeks.
Well, I've been appointed the Riverfest producer, which means I'm a bit of an orchestrator of all of the organisations that are caring for the river, up and down the river from Warburton to Westgate Park. And so my role is to coordinate all of the organisations, the councils, the EPA, Parks Vehicle, the different organisations that are providing an event during these 3 weeks.
Yep.
And to have them all on our Riverfest website and support them in marketing their events and getting people to the events. So, I mean, at the moment, I think we've got over 40 events listed on the website. So, as you mentioned, in the opening, that there are things like paddling and bird watching and riverside walks and all sorts of things.
Can you tell me what birding by ear means? I'm not sure. Do you just listen to it for them or how does that work?
Yeah, that's an event being run by Parks Vic down at Westgate Park, right at the mouth of the river. And as far as I know, it's really about being able to identify birds by their calls, birds that you probably wouldn't necessarily be able to really see. Really helping people find out what birds are in that particular local area by the noise that they make.
So, Carolyn, well, you say you've got up to 40 events now. Give us a brief outline on what some of those are, please.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I could give you a brief one. I think the beauty of Riverfest is that there's an event for everyone's taste. So if you're into music, there's a jazz on the Birrarung event being run at a bar on the river in the CBD. That's next week. We've got, if you're into art, we've got a woman who has collected over 3,000 tennis balls from the river, and she's strung them together in a beautiful artworks, and she's going to be displaying them from different stormwater drains to show people what happens if you throw a ball into the river to your dog and they don't retrieve it. They end up staying in the river. So, different artworks, artists, I mean, music. We've got a tree planting on Sunday on the 1st. Manningham Council is convening a National Wattle Day tree planting. They've got over 60 people going to that event on Sunday. We've got a river cruise happening in the CBD on the 8th of September, which we've got Harry Sadler, who is the author of A Clear Flow in Yarra. He's going to be speaking about his passion for the river along with a couple of other speakers. On the closing event on the 22nd of September at Fed Square. All these events are free, by the way, Alan.
I was going to ask you that.
on the 22nd of September is the closing event, or the closing event of Riverfest. We'll be having Sammy J speak. He's going to be our host at that particular event. We've got the Jiri Jiri Dances, and that's all being held at Fed Square, which is right near the Princes Bridge, right in the city. But, yeah, like, you name it. If you love walking, if you love bird watching, if you love tree planting, if you love paddling, if you love swimming in the river, which I do, there's an event for everyone.
Let me ask you, where's the platypus spotting?
That's around Dykes Falls in Fairfield, Collingwood area.
Yep. So there are platypuses down there, are there?
I don't know. It's not an event that I know much about, to be honest. It's fully booked already. I mean, most of the events we've got, I think about 12 or more events are already fully booked. So, we've got over 1,000 people that have registered already for events. So it's pretty amazing.
I'll get you to give those details before we go as to where people can book. But what's a canoe clean-up? Do they go out in canoes and clean up the Yarra? Or I'm not sure what that is either.
Yeah, that's been run by one of our partners, Derek Cook, from up the creek, and he has a kayak business, and he's running a couple of events. One's a clean-up event where he's got 8 kayaks, I think, with 2 people per kayak, where you actually collect rubbish from the river. So that's from Fairfield Boathouse to Studley Park Boathouse in the city. So that's one example. And he's also doing an event at Warrandyke where he's teaching people how to dance with the Birrarung in terms of paddling. If you're in a kayak, how do you sort of navigate the rapids and the water so that you don't get tossed overboard, I guess.
Carolyn, is it fair to say that in the last few years, we've really started to look after the Yarra? I mean, years ago, it was full of rubbish, wasn't it? It wasn't clear, the water. And, you know, is it fair to say that in the last few years, we've put a lot more effort into cleaning up the Yarra and looking after it?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, where I live in Clifton Hill in Melbourne, you know, there used to be factories where I live that were just directly sort of spewing their pollution into the river. All of those things have gone. Definitely we've made inroads. But there's still, you know, we've got organisations like the Yarra Riverkeeper Association who's really advocating for a healthy, protected and loved river. And so their purpose is really to convene and to collaborate with all of the organisations that are up and down the river, so that we're all sort of working together for one single living entity. The river itself now has a legal rights, which means that the Birrarung Council, which is a council made of both Indigenous and First Nations people and also other non-Indigenous people who are kind of like the voice for the river. So we can actually convene to be a voice for the river, which is something the river hasn't had ever. So definitely there's been a great advancement, but we've still got a long way to go, Alan, to really ensure that plastics single-use plastics don't get into the river, that our stormwater drains are not carrying pollution from the gutters into the water. You know, there is still a long way to go, but I think we've definitely made progress. And we haven't really thought about climate change and its impact on the river as well, as much as perhaps we need to.
It's, it's a major asset, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's the vein of Victoria, you know. Yeah. You know, it's like the blood, the veins of a human being almost. It is, you know, 70% of the water from the Birrarung actually is water that we drink from the catchments and all of the tributaries. So it supplies 70% of Melbourne's drinking water, and it's 242 kilometres long from the source right down to the sea. And, you know, over many decades, the river's been sort of cut up and chunks have been cut out so that we've made way for freeways and, you know, man-made and human-made convenience. And also the traditional owners, you know, there's an exhibition at the moment in Fed Square at the NGV, the Ian Potter, which is really about reimagining the Burrung and what would it look like, you know, by 2070 if we were to take a First Nations-led approach to rejuvenating and caring for the river. What could the river look like? So it's got a it has got a traumatic past, but I think the beauty of something like Riverfest is that it's really connecting all of the people and the organisations and communities who are caring for the river, so that we're all, you know, working together rather than separately. We're on the same page, on the same river.
Caroline, I've got to take a quick break, so if you just hang in there and we'll come back.
Sure.
And when we come back, I'd like to you, if you could give the details of how people are going to find out more, any website or anything, and also how they're going to book to come to these activities. So we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 2:28, and we're talking to Carolyn, and she's with part of the Burrung River Festival. Now, as I said, we will have her in a couple of weeks' time, but it will have already started. So this festival starts on the 1st of September, goes through to the 22nd. Look, there's something for everyone that she's just been telling us about. We thought there's about 30, but there's almost 40 community-led events coming up. And no matter where you're listening, they're anywhere from Auburn down to the Westgate. Carolyn, can I just ask you, it says here that there's Sunset Jazz at Ponyfish Island. Is that the name of a place, or is there actually an island named Ponyfish? I've never heard of it.
It's actually a bar, which is right under the Evan Walker Bridge in the middle of the city. So, it's not actually an island, but the bar, it's called Ponyfish Island.
No, that's fair enough. I thought it might be because I know there are a couple of little islands, one down near Burnley Way somewhere, and there's a couple of little islands, but I've never heard of Ponyfish. All right, Carolyn, you've got us excited. We want to know more about it. How are we going to, first of all, find out what's on and how we're going to book to go to some of these events? And you said they're free, didn't you?
Yeah, most of them are, almost all of them are free. I mean, we're encouraging people to make a small donation when they do register because the Yarra Riverkeeper Association is the organisation that is convening the whole of Riverfest. It's presented by us and we're a very small not-for-profit organisation working tirelessly for the river. Yep. And so we are encouraging people to make a small donation when they register, but most of the events are free.
So how are we going to find out more?
And how are you going to find us?
Yes.
So riverfest.com.au. And literally all of the events are there. You'll see them and you can just go through them. They're in date order. So, I guess I'd recommend to listeners if they think about the days that they're free to do something, I'd encourage people to think about travelling for some of the events. I know, and there are also local events potentially. So, it's all in chronological order and you can literally see from that homepage or that front page of the website all of the events. Click on the events that appeal to you and you'll get taken through to a very simple registration page where you just put in your name, your email and your phone number and then obviously turn up to the event and enjoy it. Tell your friends, tell your family members, maybe at work. It could be a good thing to grab a bunch of your work people to go to as well.
Pleasant Sunday afternoon.
That's the best way to do it.
Pleasant Sunday afternoon or Saturday or because some of these events are at evening too, aren't they?
Yeah, evening, weekdays and weekends. So it's a good variety of times. They're not long events, most of them are sort of a couple of hours. So we're not, you don't have to give your whole day over to things. So. But, I encourage people to really think about also what's their one thing that, what would be of interest to them. And I think more and more Victorians are wanting to be able to do something helpful to the river, whether that is cleaning up, whether it's, being involved in tree planting activities or whatever suits them. And, we're really encouraging this as a real grassroots community festival, and we're really encouraging people to think about the things that they can do to benefit and serve the Yarra Birrarung. And I think it's about action, not just about turning up and, enjoying yourself. We're really hoping to inspire people to find that thing that they could contribute to a healthier river.
All right, so they go to 3 W's, riverfest, all one word, .com.au. That's www.riverfest.com.au. Now, you need to get onto it pretty quickly because it starts on the 1st and it goes through the 22nd, anywhere between Warburton and the Westgate. So there's, no matter where you're listening, there's something for everyone, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And it's really very family friendly, the whole, just about every event. There's no events where you can't take your children, so it's very family friendly. And so we would definitely encourage, it's a great family activity to get actively involved in the river, and you never know what comes out of it when you take your children to some of these events and they get to sort of experience the river and learn more about it too, which is, education is such an important part of Riverfest, is teaching people about pollution and how to report pollution and, you know, about species and planting and different things. So, you know, education is such an important part, and it's really about the community engagement that goes with that education too, finding other people who love the same thing about the river that you do and seeing what you could do potentially together to make a difference.
Sounds terrific. Well, Carolyn, we'll have you back in a couple of weeks. I'm not too sure of the date, but I know we've already booked you to come, and we'll talk to you, and we'll spend a full hour talking about it. But I wish you well, but people need to get onto it. As I say, it starts the 1st of September, the 3Ws, riverfest.com.au. Carolyn, thanks for your time. I'm sorry it was a short notice, but I look forward to talking to you again next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Alan. Much appreciated.
No worries. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.